4, he will be marching.
Alexander, N4ZLK, how are you tonight?
4, he will be. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
A little tired, but I'm on the way home, so things are looking up.
Well, I hope you had a good day today. I just got to finished putting some LED lights in the shack.
Which radio are you talking on? Are you on your new HT?
On my 25-watt base station.
Very good. Do you like that, your new little radio that you got? Are you finding it works better?
It does perfectly fine. Yesterday, I finally figured out how to set the offset on it manually without the PC, and so it's a nice little radio, and you know, it's not too expensive either, so it works well.
Bofang radio that I don't use anymore, but those menu settings on those things were difficult. I looked it up online somewhere and was able to figure them out, but trying to remember them is terrible.
You know, some of them are, you know, not very clear, and the owner's manual that I got with the radio is not really very efficient in explaining, everything that it does. I mean, it explains some of it, but, I was, kind of on my own to, find out how the offset works.
Have you figured out how to set that yet?
I haven't even figured out how to set that on any of my radios yet.
Yaesu radios and a Kenwood radio, and I've got a Yaesu mobile and a Yaesu handheld, and I know how to get to the menus, but they don't put things together. You'd think they would have, like, your tone is one number, and then the next number up would be, you know, the tone code or whatever, you know. But they separate them by several things that don't seem to make sense, but you just got to scroll through and figure it out.
I'll probably have to look through the owner's manual and see if it has something to say about it. And, even on my base station, I haven't figured out the tone yet. It's probably on here somewhere. I just need to learn how to set it.
You just play around with it, or... I bet you can find it on YouTube. Look up, search it on YouTube. I'll bet somebody on there and will show you how to do it.
That probably is true, especially with my base station and the bow thing. I could probably figure it out, but with my 10-way, it's not necessarily a very known radio. I couldn't even find the model that I have on their website, so it's probably on there somewhere. It's just, you know, it's probably really hard to get to, or they just didn't, you know, bother to put it on. But I just kind of on my own with that radio, that my new one that I got.
You get that radio as a Christmas gift?
Well, no, I got to pick it out myself. You know, I got it as a Christmas gift.
Now my own Christmas gift, because that way I get exactly what I want.
You know, that's kind of what I did with my new LED lights. You know, me and my brother, I mentioned I want them for a shack, and, you know, until today, we still haven't gotten our Christmas presents for each other, so he decided he was going to take the money to Walmart, and we picked out the LED lights, and then he was looking around for something, and I was like, why don't you just get the same LED lights? You always like LED lights for your room, so he decided he was going to get another pack, two packs of LED lights for his room, and, you know, of course, I paid it for him, so, you know. Except one pack is not working, so I'll have to figure that out. So anyway, KO4ULP for station ID.
That'll give you a little decoration in your room. Now, did you go anywhere for Christmas, or did you guys stay here?
I stayed home, on Saturday night. Actually, it was Sunday. Yeah, Sunday morning, about 4 o'clock, last Sunday, we left to Cleveland, Tennessee for a funeral, and, you know, I took my handheld there and played around with a UHF repeater, but I could hit the repeater, but nobody responded to me.
a lot of activity on those UHF. I hope it wasn't a family member, the funeral that you went to.
Again, I didn't quite catch that.
Family member, the funeral that you went to?
It's my great aunt, so you know. Kind of tragic because my great uncle passed away just like 3 or 2 weeks before she did. So right after he passed away, she got a case of COVID pneumonia and passed away.
Hard to hear that. It's sad when any family member passes away, and I'm glad you're able to go, but I'm sorry for the circumstances.
You know, I wasn't terribly close with her because, you know, we went up there for the past couple years. We haven't been up there that much, but, you know, we only would, like, stop by for a night because they live in Ohio, and, you know, we'd stop by for a night on our way to Canada to visit other family. So, you know, it was, I saw them, you know, about once a year or sometimes we'd skip a few years, so, you know. But, yeah, still had a relationship.
I heard you say the other day that you were waiting, maybe it was yesterday, you were waiting on your grandparents to arrive. Did they make it?
They sure did, and, you know, they're here, so, you know, they were also up in Ohio for the funeral, and then from there they came down yesterday, so, you know, it's nice to have them here. I haven't seen them for about a year.
Enjoy that time with your grandparents. Try to get to know them. I'm sure they enjoy spending time with you. And now, are they going on to Florida after this or going back to Canada?
We're not quite sure yet. Probably going back to Canada eventually. I don't know. You know, not sure. I'm not sure how long they're staying or, you know, but I don't know. My cousin would sure like, and my aunt would sure like to head down to Florida, but my cousin's in high school, and that wouldn't be so easy. You know, not sure how they'd like to head down to Florida, though.
School's getting ready to start back up, or maybe it already did. Did you start back up yet?
We were going to start back up on Monday, but we were driving home from on Tuesday.
Any weather coming back from Ohio Monday? Did you? Because it was pretty windy early Monday morning, and I know it was kind of headed that way, snow, and well, at least I'm just wondering if you drove through any of it.
We took a detour to avoid some bad weather, and so in Ohio while we were there, it was mostly snowing the whole time, but, you know, it was like a light snow. Well, I don't know at night how much it was snowing, but during the day, it was snowing a good bit, but, you know, there was only like a dusting on the ground, about maybe a centimeter. And then driving back, there was like snow all the way to like North Carolina, so there was a good bit of snow.
Is that LK? Yeah. One of my daughters lives up in Fletcher, and they got a dusting of snow, but it didn't last very long. Now, what part of Ohio did you go to?
I think it was, well, Cleveland, Ohio, but I think, like, the county that they're in was Strongsville, Ohio.
I was born in Dayton, Ohio. Didn't live there very long, but all my dad's relatives are there, but they're all in a little town called Piqua, mostly, which is about 30 minutes north of Dayton, but I do have a cousin that lives in Cleveland. I think she's a school teacher up there.
I'm not too familiar with the, you know, towns of Ohio, but, you know, what was funny in Ohio is that on repeater book, I was scrolling through, there wasn't that many 2-meter repeaters, and all, like, all the 2-meter has, like, a PL tone, which I wasn't sure how to set on my radio, so, you know, I was able to find the UHF repeater that didn't have a PL tone, and, actually, there was a good bit of UHF repeaters in that area.
That's too bad you couldn't get your PL tone figured out, because maybe you would have been able to talk to somebody, but I don't know how much activity goes on up there. The last time we were up there, I didn't even take Well, I think I took my HT with me, but I don't think I even turned it on. It was kind of a family reunion type deal, and I spent a lot of time with family I hadn't seen in a while.
You know, we're mostly up there with family, so I didn't really bother to, turn on the HT. I tried a few times to, get people. I don't know, maybe I tried 8 times in total, the, 2 days that we were up there.
Drive for just 2 days. I bet you slept a good bit of the drive, too, didn't you?
Not really, it's about a 10-hour drive, and we arrived there around 12 o'clock in Ohio. Maybe it was 1 to 12, somewhere around there. And then the next day we left around 2 o'clock, I believe.
Trip. All right, well, I'm glad you made it back. I'm glad you had a good Christmas. Sorry about the funerals you had to go to, the death in the families. In the family, I mean. But anyway, good to hear you tonight. And I'm almost home, so I'm going to clear with you. I enjoyed talking to you, Alexander. I hope you have a good evening, and we'll talk to you again. KO4ULP from N4ZLK 73.
The rest threes, and have a good rest of your day. KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.